Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com. Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
A top WWE star nearly turned up on the first AEW Dynamite. Find out who in a moment. Plus, we had an injury on last night's Raw to talk about, and Naomi responds to a Twitter campaign. For Tuesday, September the 8th, 2020, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
RC means original, official, only club that matters, according to AJ Styles and company.
Still waiting for Misha Barton to show up, but this is a dominant trio, no doubt about it, led by the United States champion. The sky is truly the limit for Anderson, Gallows, and Styles.
So those three walking down to the ring on Monday Night Raw is one thing, but imagine those three walking down a different ramp. During the Talking Shop Patreon podcast, the Young Bucks were chatting with Doc Gallows and Carl Anderson and Rocky Romero, and they discussed how close Gallows and Anderson came to jumping to AEW. You will have heard this on Talking Shop a month or so ago, ahead of Talking Shop-a-mania, where Gallows and Anderson said that they'd been to meet the Young Bucks, they had a deal, everything but signed, and then WWE made them a massive financial offer to stick around. And consequently, they ended up sort of letting, they feel like they let their friends down at the end of all of that. But they're all right, they're friends still. But it wasn't just going to be Gallows and Anderson. This is the caveat that we've learned over the last few hours. Now, they didn't say the name, but I'm going to repeat what Matt Jackson said on the podcast. He said, quote, "People don't realize that when we were pitching to have you guys come in, it wasn't just going to be the two of you. It was going to be another person who I won't name, but another Bullet Club person who you may not want to talk about." It was groaning from Gallows and Anderson at this point. Matt says they regretted not making the decision to jump to AEW then. Matt went on to say, "When we were originally going to do Dynamite, we were going to debut at Madison Square Garden. After the match, three of you, not just the two of you, the three of you, were going to jump to the guardrail and we're going to have a Bullet Club reunion. We were then going to throw up the two suites and then the three of you were going to jump us and make us bloody and destroy us. And then we were going to go off to the races." And it obviously didn't work out. I remember the first guy in this conversation that we're talking about right now, he buzzed us. And he said, "I've just got too good of an offer. And I would have never got the offer without your guys' offer. So I just wanted to say thank you." Now, the obvious thinking here is that this was going to be AJ Styles. AJ Styles, who came very close to leaving WWE to be a part of the first episode of AEW Dynamite. Obviously, as AJ said at the end there, well, we believe to be AJ said at the end there, he was offered a contract that he simply couldn't turn down. And consequently, he stuck around in WWE. Imagine. Take a second and imagine. Styles, Gallows, and Anderson walking out on Dynamite. Oh, that would have been a thing.
Nightcap with Paige, Soraya, Lobster, whatever the you want to call me. Jesus Christ. Nightcap with Soraya. 42 robs already. Oh, Beck, what's going on, buddy? Two people under contract won't be able to stream on Twitch and stuff. I'm literally on Twitch, Beck.
No.
I'm twitching right now. Saturday night, what's going on?
That was Paige on Twitch. Now, the one thing I would say about Twitch, with Paige on Twitch, it's quite loud. Is it not? Like, I find that whenever I dip in, like, it's very difficult to hear what she's saying a lot of the time because it's the music's very loud. But away from that, she obviously talked on her Twitch recently about the changes to WWE's social media policy. Now, Dave Meltzer has added some thoughts on this. He says that the talent was told last night at Monday Night Raw that they will be able to keep their YouTube and their Twitch accounts, but they will have to use real names rather than their WWE stage names. So this was the whole premise of the conversation from the end of last week, where WWE were unhappy with WWE stars profiting from names that are associated with WWE. Consequently, it was going to lead to an outright ban from using Twitch and the like. That is not the case now. They will be able to have their own streams, their own third-party social media stuff, but it would have to be under their own name. So hence why Paige leading the way, changing all her accounts to Saraya. If you look down Instagram, and I don't know whether this has been a thing for a while or whether it's something I've just noticed. I feel like lots of people have got their real names in their Instagram bios. A lot of WWE guys have got their real names in their Instagram bios at the moment. I don't know whether that's a cosmetic thing or not. I'm not sure. But that's the way it goes. They also have to keep WWE in the loop with their accounts and things like that. So if they set up Twitch streams, they have to make sure that WWE are aware of what they're doing, which is more than reasonable. And when it comes to Cameo, there is still a bit of confusion as to what is acceptable. Now, it's understood the talent will have to remove itself from Cameo, but the details are quite vague because if they can't use their real official names, then is there any point doing personalized messages? It's a gray area. It's a very gray area. When we know more about that aspect, you'll know more as well. But expect over the next few months to learn, if you don't know already, some of the real names of wrestlers, because we'll see people like Alan Jones maybe setting up new Twitch streams. I know AJ's already on Twitch, but that was the first real name I could pull out of my head. That's why I said it.
And now Ivar.
Ivar incoming.
Oh!
Jumbo Jet!
Very quick clip there. That was the moment that Ivar dived on Monday Night Raw. Moments after this, we see Ivar throwing up the X, indicating that something's gone wrong or maybe there was an injury. The ref wrapped up the match shortly after that with a pinfall that did seem to come out of nowhere. We saw doctors tending to Ivar following the match as well. And the commentators even mentioned that Ivar had suffered an injury. Now, this looks like it was a legitimate injury. At this point in time, we don't know how bad that is. Be devastating if it was something that took Ivar out of the picture for a while. So hopefully it was just a stinger of an injury, something that just can be fixed with a week of rest and rehab. Let's get Ivar back in the ring because all the ladies love Ivar. Eric, not so much. Cultaholicshop.com is now open. You have limited time left to pick up some items from our first run. Gary YouTube lapel pin still available. The What Happened to That Wrestler Adam Pacitti lapel pin is sold out. But you can still pick up the Gary YouTube one. You can still pick up Cultaholic sunglasses and some first run Cultaholic t-shirts as well. New lines arriving very, very soon. Get the first run of these items, because once they are gone, they are gone. Check out the first lot at cultaholicshop.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much.
But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Two title matches confirmed for next week's episode of Raw. We are going to see Asuka defending the Raw Women's Championship against Mickie James, a match that they've been building for the last couple of weeks. And they built a tag match on Raw this past Monday night. James has been out with an injury since April last year. She returned last month, and I'm excited to see her mix it up with Asuka. I'm also excited for the SmackDown Tag Team Champions, Cesaro and Shinsuke Nakamura, who next week are taking on the Raw Tag Team Champions, the Street Profits. You can find out how this match came together on Raw Graded a little bit later on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. On the latest episode of Being the Elite, we see some more fun being poked at Vince McMahon, in particular WWE's recent changes to their social media policy that we talked about earlier on in this podcast. There was a joke in there from Brody Lee, who told Evil Uno, quote, "Twitch was dead and any third-party deals were detrimental to his company." This was obviously a joke about social media policy. There was a few of them knocking around from AEW. They've had some fun with that this week, haven't they? Staying with that same policy discussion, Vince McMahon, after telling talent that they would no longer be allowed to use third-party platforms, something came to light from an interview a while ago from Gary Vee. He interviewed Stephanie McMahon, talking about business and entrepreneurship. Gary Vee's great and stuff like that. And Stephanie said on the podcast back in July, quote, "Steve Austin tells this story of standing at the curtain and watching somebody, and he looked over at Vince and said, 'You should really push that kid. They've got something.' My dad looked back and said, 'All I can provide is the opportunity. The rest is up to them.' Austin said that's when the light bulb went off for him. He said, 'Oh, this is really about me and my ability to listen and grow my brand. The talent we have today have more of an opportunity than anybody because of social media, because they recognize the opportunity to build their own brand and their own voice inside and outside the ring. The more people engaged with you as a person, the more they'll want you to see perform in WWE. And that was back in July, where Steph was saying there's a great opportunity for wrestlers to grow their brand inside and out. Yet they're changing the rules on social media. Okay. NXT has announced a few matches for tonight's Super Tuesday. I bet you forgot it was Super Tuesday, didn't you, with everything else going on? Bronson Reed and Austin Theory going one-on-one tonight. That should be a barn burner. Killian Dane and Roderick Strong continuing this Undisputed Era and Drake and Dane rivalry that's bubbled over the last week or so. Mercedes Martinez taking on Rhea Ripley inside a steel cage we know about. And, of course, we're going to crown a new NXT champion. Adam Cole and Finn Balor. One fall, sudden death. We will talk about it on NXT Graded on the Cultaholic YouTube channel later on. Will we see Thunder Rosa in AEW again? Well, after her match against Shida at All Out, Rosa shared some of her thoughts on the weekend's match via Instagram. She said, "Never, ever, ever, ever give up on yourself. When you least expect things, God will bless you with the biggest challenges and opportunities." William Corgan, thank you so much for letting me represent the company on such a huge platform. To the AEW Tony Khan team, thanks for taking me with open arms. The last 3 weeks have been pretty amazing. The fact we made fans talk about women's wrestling and ask for more is a testament that we women can take the center stage and main event on any show. The fans enjoyed and are ready for more. Shida, I'm ready for round 2. It was also after that the Big Swole was putting out a challenge for some new competition, and Thunder Rosa has stuck her name in the hat for that. I would love to see more from Thunder Rosa in AEW, and it certainly feels like Thunder Rosa would like to see more of Thunder Rosa in AEW. From WWE's Twitter account, some kayfabe injury news. They say WWE.com has learned that Sasha Banks and Big E have both been discharged from the hospital and are recovering at home. Somebody said this on social. I think I've seen a few people say this, actually, now I think about it. Sasha Banks and Big E to win the Royal Rumble. I'm just putting that out there to the world. And Naomi has responded to the hashtag Naomi deserves better trend. This started circulating last month. It led to a discussion about her role within WWE. She was speaking to TalkSport and said, "It's difficult as well because of the times we are in. The show is constantly changing and evolving. There is just so much going on, so I don't know what the solutions are. All I can do is keep doing my part, keep showing up and giving it my all, ignoring the haters and continuing to do what I love. I'm happy to still be here, be present and be a player." On the subject of the outpouring of love from the hashtag Naomi deserves better. "It's not something I take for granted," she says, "especially after the big releases we had this year. Although what we do is very stressful at times, it is something I remind myself to be grateful and thankful for. That I'm still able to wake up every day, have a job to go to, and not just any job, but a dream job. We're going to look at this pandemic era years, maybe decades down the road, and be like, that was crazy." She's got a lot of love for some of the reaction and response to the Twitter campaign. And I'd love to see more of Naomi on SmackDown as well. Ah, she's great. She deserves everything. Raw graded later on today on the Cultaholic YouTube channel. We'll take a look at last night's episode of Monday Night Raw. Also, a brand new episode of the Cultaholic Classic SmackDown review drops later. Matthew, Greg and I are going to be watching every episode of SmackDown from its humble beginnings to its very bitter end. And check out Cultaholic.com for 5 of the greatest revenge storylines in WWE history. Some stuff you will have forgotten about that genuinely got the goosebumps up on your arm. You'll find it there. On Cultaholic's Twitch channel today, it's a busy one. I have a brand new show starting today at midday. I hope you will join me, Tom Campbell's Movie Tuesdays. We're going to be watching an old film together, you and I. You got a lunch break. It's a nice way to spend it. And then Adam Pacitti is back at 6 o'clock, British Standard, British Summertime tonight. He is going to be watching some classic British television. If you are from across the pond, you may take great love for some of the nonsense that we would watch on an evening back in the 90s. Pacitti will guide you through that later at twitch.tv/cultaholic. I will speak to you tomorrow. Don't forget to join us. I love you, bye.
Keith! Ooh! Oh, Keith!
What, Keith? Hey, don't you forget about Keith.
Won't you come see about Keith? I'll be with you, basking in all his glory.
Tell Keith your troubles and doubts. He'll give them a spirit bomb inside and out.
He's a hit man.
Keith Strong, just ask Adam Cole.
He threw him so hard like he scored a field goal.
Ask Seth. Keith pulled him apart.
I tried to burn it down and Keith, he made me shot.
Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
There Keith stands above me.
Look at him roar and SmackDown flee. Reigns keeps falling down, down, down.
The big dog! Will you recognize Keith?
Limitless, shiny jacket. Reigns keeps falling down, 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 down. Keith, 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 Keith! Ooh, Keith!
Oh my God, Keith, you're so sexy!
Okay!
Hey, Vince. chance. Don't try and pretend. It's our feeling Keith will win in the end.
Plus, Keith will file his expenses accurately and professionally.
Keith Lee.
Don't you forget about Keith. He'll be alone.
Except when he's with Dijakovic.
Monsters will tear you apart.
And me a Yim who lives in his heart, baby. Don't you forget about Keith. Don't you forget about Keith.
And now our friends on the internet.
Internet friends.
Don't you forget about Keith. No. Don't you forget about Keith.
Don't you forget about Keith.
No. Don't you forget about Keith.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.